Nathan Zgura here with Browns first-round pick, David Njoku. David, has that set in yet? Browns first-round pick, David Njoku?
Not yet. I'm so blessed. You know, I thank God every day, every night, you know, pray a lot. It's blessed to be here.
So talk to your tight ends coach from the U. Had nothing but great things to say about you. I asked about the origin of the Chief nickname, and your dad is actually a Chief, so... Yeah. You're a Chief now here in the States. How's that all working out?
Yeah, I guess, you know, pass down the torch, you know. So, honestly, if you say Chief anywhere, I'm going to look and answer. It's just, you know, a habit now. So, yeah, that's also exciting.
So what's it like, first day out here? I know it's only been a walkthrough so far, but what was it like to get on the field? Was it that kind of like, oh, my God, this is real now?
This is real. You know, obviously, it's a walkthrough, but people are running full speed just because they're excited. You know, we got practice in the afternoon as well. You know, so everyone's really excited to be here and to start to get to work.
I heard you just kind of threw a mitt up there and snatched the ball out of the air about 25 yards down the field like it was nothing. Is this something you work on in yourself? It was kind of Odell Beckham-ish, I would say.
I mean, you work on it a lot. You know, one-handed catches. Got to give probably the props to Mr. Kaiser over there. You know, he's a great quarterback, you know, just learning the playbook and everything. So we're really excited.
What's it like learning the playbook? Because that's one of the things they talk about. You know, you got so much to learn. And I'm sure at the U, you guys had a complicated system. But in the NFL, they say it goes to another level. What's that part of it been like for you so far?
Definitely different. You know, more terminology, more like lingo, you know, different stuff. But it's good. I'm enjoying it. We have one of the best head coaches here. You know, he's helping us every single day. So it's really good.
What did Hugh say to you before you guys went out there today?
Just, you know, get excited. You know, this is time. We worked so hard to get to this moment, and for us to be here, you know, it's a huge blessing, like I said. You know, so we're all jacked up about it, ready to play and ready to get the season going.
So the first four picks for the Browns, first two are on defense, the next two on offense. Is there already a little offense-defense rivalry? Because I heard defense say, come get some. What is the offense going to say back to that? That's what I heard.
Yeah, they say a little more than that, but, you know, yeah, it's going to be intense. It's going to be exciting going at it every day in practice. You know, I got Kaiser here, so I'm pretty confident in him. You know, so I'm just really excited, like I said, excited.
What did it mean to you that you get drafted and literally the next day they release a guy who had one of the best seasons as a tight end in the history of the Cleveland Browns to basically say, you're the man?
Right.
What was that moment like for you? And what did you talk to the coach? Like, hey, what does, you know, what was that like?
You know, it's really exciting, but it comes with, you know, great with responsibility. You know, I have to come in here knowing that, you know, I have to you know, earn the right, the respect of others and gain their, you know, their trust to be a starter. And I would do just that. You know, I work really hard every single day. Listen to do extra, you know, film work, extra whatever it has to be to be that, you know, same standard, if not better. So I'm just going to work really hard and just do all that I can to help the team.
I know you've seen Hugh kind of in recruitment mode after you were drafted. What was it like to see Hugh Jackson out here on the field with this offense?
It was good. You know, he's a really funny guy, great coach. You know, he's a great person overall, and I'm just really excited to play for him.
So this doesn't look like Miami. How are you feeling about this? There's going to be some of this. You're going to have to get used to some of this. It's not even the snow yet, but, yeah. You know, it's not quite South Beach.
It's all right. You know, I've played in weather like this. You know, being from Jersey, you know, I sure. Grew up in this. So it's not, it's just, you know, pretty much going back home. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's fine. I can play in everything.
Well, now, I imagine you might be matched up with Jabril at some point, a little Jersey connection there. Is that going to be like a big rivalry to watch?
There's going to be a lot of smack talk, a lot of just – it's going to be physical. It's going to be exciting. You know, he's been my friend for like 6-7 years, you know, and to go against him, you know, in the big leagues, you know, it's awesome. It's great.